And the Lord just didn't do a little bit. He's done everything. And I appreciate that. Not His will and any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Well, thank God for that. I'm thankful that the Bible says, for God so loved the world, Christ tasted death for every man. Made a way because He is the way. I'm thankful. I appreciate the Lord doing for me what I could not do for myself, having mercy upon me. We are in a time when many have erred from the truth, but I'm thankful that truth is still found, truth is still available. And God is still moving, working. God has a message. And Christ came for one reason only, and that was to seek and to save that which is lost. That's the only reason He came. And I appreciate that. Had He not come, we would have no hope. None whatsoever. But because He came, there's hope for mankind. All will not be saved. All could be saved. All will not be saved. You say, why won't men be saved? Because they seek to establish their own righteousness. That's why. They feel like that they can do something that makes them righteous. They try to produce righteousness by the works of their hands. It's not anything new. Cain tried the same thing. God rejected Cain. God rejects you if you try to do that. Amen. But I'm thankful, friend, that there was a Lamb. Aren't you? The Lamb makes the difference, and I appreciate that. John saw Jesus one day and said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. I've often wondered if that's the first time he ever saw Jesus. You say, why is that? Well, he was born, friend, 6 months before the Lord was. And then, friend, the Spirit of God had him in the wilderness until the day of his appearing. Amen. But thank God when Jesus came on the scene, there was a connection there. Praise the Lord for that. And I appreciate God. I'm thinking about these scriptures this morning. I'll share with you and consider what the Lord has to say. It is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Now, stop for just a minute. That includes all mankind that's ever been born. Makes no difference who the family is. Friend, what they've done, there is none righteous, no, not one. The Bible said there's none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. Now, as the Lord now is inspiring the Apostle Paul to write these scriptures unto the Romans, he's letting us know where man is without God. Without the Lord today, man is not righteous. Without the Lord today, he doesn't understand. And without God, he doesn't seek after God. Now, folks say this terminology I hear a lot, the day I found the Lord. Understand what they're saying. But the fact of the matter is, if you ever had, thank God, an encounter with God, and if you've ever met the Lord anywhere and got born again, it's because God came to where you were, thank God. Consider this, friend, the Lord found you, amen. Why is that? Because you were lost. He wasn't lost, friend. I was lost. He found me, thank God. I appreciate that. He came to where I was. I couldn't go to where He was. I didn't understand these things, friend. But He gave me understanding that I might believe. I appreciate God for that. Amen. Thank the Lord. I'm going to try to magnify Him today. Magnify His grace and His goodness. What God did. The Bible said they're all gone out of the way. They're all together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. That's a great statement He's made there. As I look at this statement, I thought, my soul, man's in a bad shape then. Man can't help himself. Man can't change himself. Man can't do anything to improve himself. Man's in a bad shape. As a matter of fact, he went on to say these words, and the way of peace have they not known. Isn't that amazing, friend? As a matter of fact, there's no fear of God before their eyes. Man's in a bad shape here. But I'm glad it does. not end there. If it ended there, friend, where would we be today? What kind of hope would we have? But the Bible goes on to say these words, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifest, being witnessed now by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all. Thank God that believe there is no difference. I appreciate that. Everything changes with the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible goes on to say, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's where I was. Now, a friend, the preacher told me I'd sinned. Hey, friend, the Sunday school teacher told me I had sinned. And I sort of agreed with that, but I did not fully understand it. Sometimes I felt bad about what I did, but I soon got over that. But then one day, God Almighty told me that I sinned, and that changed everything. I can tell you that you're not doing right. You might shake that off. Hey, friend, the Sunday school teacher may tell you you're not doing right, and you may push that off. But if God Almighty, thank God, ever puts a hand on you, you can't shake that off. Amen. I appreciate God for that, don't you? Thank God for the day He showed me I was a sinner. That day I come out of that Sunday school class, Brother Tim, it was no doubt in my mind I was a sinner, lost, undone, and going to hell, and I didn't even know what to do about it. I grew up in church, been in church all of my life, but friend, I stood there helpless and did not know what to do. But thank God, the man of God mounted the pulpit that morning and preached Christ Jesus unto me. I appreciate that. There's no greater message that can be told than that of the Lord Jesus Christ. I bless His holy name, don't you? Thank God for that. Now consider this verse of Scripture here. Being justified. Thank God for that. I was guilty, but now I have been justified. Just as if I had never sinned. Thank God. I'm going to tell you what the Lord did. The day I got saved, He did not take a white sheet and hang them over top of my sins and hide my sins. Aren't you glad for that? Praise God. I tell you what He did. He got a hold of His eraser, Brother Jerry, and He just washed it all away. Praise God. Thank God. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. Amen. Praise God for that. Amen. I appreciate God being justified freely. The Bible said by His grace. Thank God we talk about freedom. Then I tell you, friend, the 4th of July, really probably, we ought to probably change that terminology and go back to calling it Independence Day. Amen. Because what's happening is men are forgotten about the independence that God graced us with and God granted unto us. Amen. I appreciate that day. I appreciate the day. Thank God. Don't you appreciate the Lord? Thank God that Continental Congress got together, thank the Lord, on July the 4th, 1776 and declared America, thank God, to be a free nation. Praise the Lord. It took a long time to get there, and there was years and years of turmoil and struggle and fighting. Amen. But praise God, here we stand today in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Praise God. But I'm going to tell you, a greater day than that was a Sunday morning. Thank God, my soul got liberated. I found freedom, thank God, when He found me. I've been justified freely by His grace. Amen. Praise God for that. Oh, yeah. Whose grace? His grace. Hallelujah. Through the redemption is in Christ Jesus. That word redeemed is a wonderful word. I am redeemed. Praise God. I am redeemed. Amen. I've been hearing a guy sing this song. When they ask me just who I am, just tell them I am redeemed. Praise God. You understand what that means? It means to be purchased. Amen. It means to be bought. What happened was Adam sold us out. Amen. Adam sinned and death passed upon all men for all of sin. The problem was I had a debt I could never pay. Mankind has a debt they can never pay. Amen. And friend, listen, I was getting worse every day. The debt was increasing every day. I could not pay the debt. But thank God for the day I found out that some 2,000 years ago, the Lord Jesus Christ already paid my debt. Amen. I appreciate that. I'm going to tell you something about freedom, friend. It comes with a great price. But I couldn't pay it. You couldn't pay
it. But thank God the Lord Jesus Christ paid it. Amen. Thank God He redeemed me. He loved me and bought me off the slave block of sin and changed my life. I appreciate that, Brother Tim. He did not have to do that for me. Oh, you talk about love. You talk about redemption and love. Go back in the book of Hosea. Read the book of Hosea. You talk about love. Praise God, love. Hey, man, he took a wife. She was an unfaithful wife. She had children that were not his children. And after a while, friend, listen, she ended up on the slave block of sin. Hey, man, going to be auctioned off. But that man, friend, thank God, loved her. You say, how could you love a woman like that? How could God love somebody like me? That's the only thing I could say. How could God love me? And I tell you what Hosea did. He got everything necessary to pay the price. He went down to the one that was unfaithful and the one that was unlovely and the one that did him wrong. You know what he said? I'll willingly pay the price. Amen. I'm going to tell you what the Lord Jesus Christ did for us. Thank God he willingly paid the price for the one that didn't love him, that did him wrong, that was unfaithful to him, that didn't care a thing about him. Amen. He loved me in spite of myself. Amen. Well, I appreciate God. Amen. Justified what? Freely? By his grace. I told you before, friend, this thing of salvation, the only thing I could provide was the sinner. That was it. God did the rest of it. God, getting to realize how much God did for you, that might change everything in your life. Amen. Praise God for that. I couldn't change anything about myself. I tried to do that. As a matter of fact, sometimes some of us guys would be together. We'd be doing wrong, Brother Tim, not doing right. And then we'd talk about what we were doing and talk about how we were going to change. And then we'd promise one another, we're going to do different. But the problem was, friend, the son would say, I'd already broke the promise. But thank God for the day when the Lord met me. Thank God in the old-fashioned altar of a Baptist church. When I gave my heart to God, amen. Things changed, amen. I appreciate that. Oh, yes, I appreciate God being freely justified by His grace. Thank God, I appreciate the Lord. The Bible said, whom God has sent forth to be the propitiation through faith in His blood. Well, I appreciate the blood of Jesus. Amen. Sometimes it's been cheapened, but I'm going to do my best not to cheapen it. Amen. I've heard them saying, boy, just one drop will do. Just one drop wouldn't do. If it was, he would have just pricked his finger and that would have been good enough. But I tell you what, it took all the blood of Jesus. We think about Calvary. A lot of times people have in their mindset, you know, about him shedding his blood at Calvary. But I preached it and I told you before, friend, you could track him from the garden. Amen. When he prayed and his sweat became as great drops of blood falling to the ground. Can you imagine, friend, you could have trailed him that day? You men that deer hunt, you know how it is. You shoot the deer and that thing takes off running, friend. It's somewhere way out there. You get down with your flashlight, friend, and there it is. There's a drop of blood, amen? And you go a little bit farther, and there's another one. You keep following the trail. And you know this, friend, if you'll follow the trail, that trail of blood, thank God, will lead you to the deer. I tell you what the Lord Jesus Christ did. In the Garden of Gethsemane, He prayed, and friend, and the blood fell upon the ground. You could have trailed Him, friend, hey, to the judgment hall. And there, friend, the Calvary. I appreciate what God did for me and you. Oh, yes. And anything that was left when the soldier pierced his side, forthwith came blood and water. It took all the blood of Jesus. Oh, what a great price it was paid for me and you. I appreciate the Lord, don't you? Thank God. Oh, I appreciate Him. Through faith in His blood to declare His righteousness for the remission of sin that are passed to the forbearance of God. To declare, I say at this time, His righteousness that He might be just and the justifier of him that believeth in Jesus. Thank God, friend, that's it. For by grace are you saved through faith. Thank God, by grace are you saved through faith. Thank God for the day I believe. Praise God for the day I believe. Now, I tell you what, friend, the justifier made me just. Amen. I appreciate that. Thank God. I know I'm not all that I should be. I know I come short in many areas. But I promise you this, friend, I'm not what I used to be because of what He did for me. Praise God. Oh, yeah. Amen. And all of it happens on the inside. Well, Jason, you got it right, brother. It's on the inside. It's that heart. Amen. For with the heart, man believeth. Let me ask you something, friend. How is it on the inside today? Amen. Praise God. I didn't say on the outside. I said, how's it on the inside? Well, it might be, the storm might be raging out here in your life. Amen. You may be carrying heavy burdens and heavy weights in your life today. Hey, friend, you may be discouraged somewhat, but how is it deep down inside in your heart? Oh, yeah. Thank God. Peace. Peace. Praise God. Oh, yes. I appreciate the Lord. Oh, yeah. Boy, I like this. I appreciate God. The Bible said He is He the God of the Jews only? What a question. You remember how He came into His own? You remember how Jesus told the disciples, go not but into the lost sheep of the house of Israel? You remember that? You remember when He rebuked the Syrophoenician woman? It said, it's not meet for me to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. You remember that? Is He the God of the Jews only? Is He not also the Gentiles? And you know what He said? Yes. Yes. See, He came to His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Praise God. And I'm going to tell you something, friend. If you think that was plan B, you're mistaken. You need to go back when God had that conversation with Abraham, and God told Abraham, thank God now He's going to have mercy and justify the Gentiles. I appreciate that. It was always the plan of God before the foundation of the world. Amen. God had a plan. And I'm just so glad I'm part of God's plan today. Oh, yes. Well, I appreciate it. You know why y'all love Him? Because He did everything for you. Boy, I like this. He said, where is boasting then? He says, you know what the Jews like to do? They like to boast in everything they did. Amen. We're the right seed, the right stock. Well, we do this, we don't do that, we keep this. We keep these laws, we do these laws. We got all these different things. Look at what we do. He said, what's your boasting at? Hey, man, you can't boast in what you do. I don't think you can boast in what He did. Hey, man, anything He lets me do, it's still Him. Well, like this, therefore we conclude. Paul said, let's just bring it to a conclusion here. Boy, I like this. He said, therefore we conclude that a man is justified. And by the way, you're going to have to be justified. You say, why is that? Because God's holy and God's just. Because God is holy and just, He's got to judge sin. Amen. That's right. Because He's holy and just, He can't let sin enter in. Amen. That's right. Man's going to have to be justified, and God is just. Amen. He's going to judge sin. I promise you that. He's not going to let anybody slide. He's not going to come up and say, well, you know, you've been a pretty good old boy. I'm going to tell you what, He's not going to do that. You're going to have to be justified. But since man couldn't justify himself, a man couldn't help himself, a man couldn't change himself, thank God the Son of God came to do what man couldn't do. You know what the law demanded? Perfection. And the Bible said if you offend in one point, then you're guilty of all of it. Problem is, I couldn't keep the law. No man could keep it. But I tell you what Christ did, He fulfilled it. Amen. Everything we have is in Christ. Amen. Everything. And when Jesus said it's finished, brother, it was done. Well, I appreciate that. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Boy, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. He goes on to say, is He a God of the Jews only? Is that also of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also. Seeing it is one God which shall justify the circumcision by faith and the uncircumcision through faith. I appreciate God, the justifier. Amen. I appreciate that. Life is found in one person. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's a life giver. Amen. I appreciate that. He's the justifier. He's the life changer. He's the one that gives peace and contentment. He's the one that can give you so much joy, you won't know what to do with yourself. Amen. He's the one that can cause you to be happy when the storm's blowing. Amen. That's right. He's the one tonight that can cause you to go home and lay down on the pillow and everything's falling apart and sleep right well. Boy, I appreciate God for that. I'm going to tell you, friend, we live in a dark world.
And the Bible tells me, and I'm not trying to be a prophet of doom, but the Bible tells me that this day is going to get worse and worse and worse. You say, why is that? Because it's setting up the platform for the Antichrist. That's just how it is. I mean, that's just how it is for him. And I mean, we're in that day for him now when wrong has become right. Right has become wrong. It's not going to go back. Amen. Amen. Now listen, God's not changed. God can still move, touch, save, thank God, revive. I appreciate that. This world's getting worse and worse and worse. Oh, my soul. And I thought, how long is it going to be till they come and take our King James Bibles away from us? Amen. Knock on our doors and say, we want that book. I'm going to tell you something, Brother Jerry. They might get this one, but they can't get what's in here. That's right. Amen. Everybody's worried about them coming taking your guns, and they'd like to do that. But I promise you, friend, they'd like to have this before they get your guns. Oh, yeah. How long is it going to be till they come and say, now, preacher, you're going to have to take a license from the state, and we're going to tell you what you can say and what you cannot say. If not, we're just going to lock the doors. They're going to do that one of these days. Oh, yeah. But I'm going to tell you what, friend, if they do, I still got peace like a river. Well, I appreciate the Lord, don't you? You know, isn't that something? John Bunyan, that great Baptist preacher. Amen. They locked him in prison for preaching the Word of God. They locked him in prison. He wrote that great book, The Pilgrim's Progress. Some of you probably remember that. Some of you may have read it. He was a man that knew God. They locked him up, and he just wouldn't quit preaching, wouldn't take a license. He said, I'm going to preach what God puts in my heart. Oh, yeah. So they sent this little girl down there to the prison. You can imagine that touching scene. Here he is locked behind the bars. His little girl comes down there. This little bitty girl, she said, Daddy, they told me that if you'd just quit preaching, they would let you out and you could come home to me and Mama. Would have been tough, wouldn't it? You know what he said? If they let me out, I'll be preaching on the streets of London before nightfall. I like that. Why? Because he had a message to tell about a God that can liberate and justify and give freedom and change a person's life. Amen. He had a story, thank God, friend, the greatest story ever told to tell about the God of heaven loving us so much he sent his only begotten Son into this world that we may have life through his name. Well, I appreciate that. We celebrate Independence Day and thank God for it. Thank God for America. Thank God for America. I know it ain't all it ought to be. I know it's coming along with thank God for America. Amen. But thank God for the Lord Jesus Christ. Because I was a slave to sin. Shackled. Couldn't get away from it. And every time I tried to do better, I ended up doing worse. I don't know how you were. I'm just telling you how it was. I tried to free myself. And it seemed like the more shackles I got on myself. And then one happy day, one happy Sunday morning, I came in the house of God, not smiling. My head was down. I didn't even want to be there. Didn't even want to be there. Heavy-hearted, wrestling, friend, with different things in my life. And there God just exposed me and said, son, your problem is you are a sinner. Amen. It hurt, but it helped. Amen. Walked out of that Sunday school class, and I shook the man of God's head. I did appreciate him preaching to me. Amen. But and it seemed like he was just preaching to me. You'd have thought somebody came in there and gave him a whole list of my life. Amen. And I thought, how does he know all these things? And I walked out there and just sat down. And I was lost and knew, and I didn't know what to do. And the man of God got up and preached. And I tell you, I don't remember what he preached. Somebody gave me a tape later of that service. He preached over in Ezekiel about the body and the field, that little baby that was left out there. He preached on the grace of God. But God was touching my heart, touching it, touching it. And then came the altar call. I'd heard a bunch of altar calls given, but God gave this one. Come. Come. Amen. Boy, I appreciate God. Being justified freely by His grace. Justified. I want to say this morning, if you're not saved, you're not free. Amen. If I had a title to give this, if you're not saved, you're not free. You're a servant to sin. Sin's your master. You can try to change it if you want to, but you're going to do what your master says. That's right. You're going to do what your master says. Oh, but thank God for the day I left the taskmasters of Egypt to follow the Lord. Now, wait a minute. Didn't you get a new master? I sure did, and I sure am glad. I don't have a bit of problem bound to him. Thank God. What a privilege it is to be able to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, my Savior and my Lord. Let's center our feet, please, with our heads bowed for just a moment. Let me ask you something. You bound in sin? You ever been born again by the power of God? You say, let me ask you this. Have you got peace in your heart? Thank God and joy. Thankfulness. When they sing that song, Amazing Grace, thank God, does it move your heart? In adoration and thanksgiving to the one who loved you and gave himself for you. God touches you today. You're bound in sin. Why don't you come and let God liberate your soul? Do you mind God today, whatever your need is? Do you mind him today? Well, I appreciate him. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Let God help you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, my soul.
Are you free?